Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Kind blessings. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition and author of the Wise Woman Herbal Series, including Abundantly Well, Seven Medicines the Wise Woman Way. Thanks for tuning in to HealthyLife.net for another hour of green blessings from my green heart to yours. I want you to join me each and every month for wise advice on herbs and health with a special emphasis on women. That's why I subscribe to over 100 periodicals and sites, from the strictly scientific all the way out to the edgy fringes, looking for the best, most reliable, most inclusive, and most up-to-date health information for you, so you could maintain and regain optimum, joyous, abundant health together. Let's reweave the healing cloak of the ancients and reclaim herbal medicine as people's medicine. This year, 2024, we're exploring a dozen herbs that can affect sleep and dreams, hypnotics, soporific sedatives, and mind-altering plants await us, promising repose and peace to the 70 million Americans dealing with sleep problems and the untold millions interested in their dreams. Get comfortable. Settle down. Close your eyes. And let's get started. This from Scientific American, telling us that in 1974, there was an article talking about the sleep potion. Experiments dating back as far as 1913 have pointed toward a natural sleep potion in the bodily fluids of any animal that will induce sleep when it is injected into another animal. This factor has now been partially characterized, and it is called the sleep factor delta because it promotes the production of long, slow brain waves characteristic of light sleep called delta waves. And a note here, in 2024, scientists still consider sleep factor delta, now called delta sleep-inducing peptide, to be a leading sleep regulator. Erythritol. What on earth is erythritol? Erythritol is one of those sweeteners that you're going to find in drinks at the health food store. You don't want sugar-sweetened drinks. You don't want corn syrup-sweetened drinks. You don't want artificially sweetened drinks. So you're going to get drinks that are sweetened with other things, including erythritol. Erythritol, which is a low-calorie sugar alcohol occurring naturally in fruits and vegetables, is used to sweeten health foods and especially keto foods. In a study of more than 4,000 people, researchers found that those with the highest levels of erythritol in their blood were twice as likely to suffer a heart attack or a stroke as those in the lowest quadrile. I normally don't get up on a pedestal and sound an alarm, says the study leader, Hansen, but this is something that really requires us to pay attention. Sleep shroom rishi has been shown to increase total sleep time and non-REM, that's rapid eye movement sleep time, in rats and mice. Want to use rishi to get restful sleep? Start by powering down all your screens, then luxuriate in a warm bath or shower. Take a dropperful of rishi tincture. Engage in a meditation of any length and sweet dreams to you. Want some Z's? A mist of bergamot. That's citrus bergonia, not the bergamot that's in the mint family, but the citrus plant. The one that flavors Earl Grey tea. Before bedtime, relaxes both mind and body, promotes sound and long-lasting sleep, and improves mood and wakefulness the next morning. Okay. The National Institutes of Health says sleep provides improved endocrine functioning. During sleep, hormones like progesterone, testosterone, and estrogen are produced in significant quantities. Enhanced cognition. Sleep can reset your brain and improve cognition, focus, attention, and clarity. Better cardiovascular health. When you sleep, both heart rate and blood pressure drop, and your cardiac function decreases, allowing your body to repair damage to blood vessels and cardiac muscle tissue. People who don't get enough sleep are significantly higher risk of stroke, high blood pressure, and coronary heart disease. Stronger immunity because certain parts of your immune system are more active at night when you're asleep. More efficient metabolism. Sleep plays a role in the production and control of the hunger and appetite hormones, ghrelin and leptin, and your body's sensitivity to insulin, and that means your metabolism overall. Sleep also helps your liver to digest fat and the calories you eat. Without enough sleep, you're at risk of some major metabolic problems. Decreases brain toxicity. The glymphatic system is responsible for carrying waste out of your brain, and it's at its most active while you sleep. An underactive glymphatic system plays a role in neurodegeneration and brain disorders, and lower depression and anxiety risk. Multiple studies have linked poor sleep to higher rates of depression and anxiety. So let's learn about valerian, one of the world's largest selling sleep aids.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Well, valerian hardly needs any introduction at all, but let me introduce it. We're talking about Valeriana officinalis in the Caprifoliaceae family, a flowering plant which is perennial and native to Europe and Asia. This from the National Museum of Civil War Medicine, posted August 18th, 2021. Valerian, mother's little helper during the Civil War. Valerian has been used to relieve anxiety, overthinking, and worrying. It works by slowing down the nervous system, producing a calming rather than a sedating effect. It reduces stress levels, especially in the neck and shoulder muscles. It is side effect free and non-addictive. Valerian, in fact, has been used for all of the same indications as modern-day benzodiazepines: anxiety, nervousness, epilepsy, and muscle tension. Both benzodiazepines and valerian increase GABA levels in the brain, producing a calm relaxation. I wonder what the marketing people were thinking when they decided to call diazepam Valium. Do you think they had valerian on their minds? Valerian has been used as medicine to ease nervous restlessness and insomnia at least since the time of ancient Greece and Rome. Its beneficial uses were described by Hippocrates, and in the 2nd century, Galen prescribed it for insomnia. In the 16th century, valerian was used widely to treat nervousness, trembling, headaches, and heart palpitations. By the mid-19th century, valerian was considered a stimulant and was thought that it could actually cause the kinds of things that we're saying it treats. During World War I, valerian was used to treat shell-shocked soldiers, and during World War II, it was used in England to relieve the stress of air raids. Various formulations have been listed as official preparations during the Civil War period, when it was primarily used as a sedative to quiet nervous excitement, hysteria, nervous headache, hypochondria, nervous restlessness, epilepsy, any nervous disorder. In small doses, valerian may be a gentle stimulant without a narcotic effect. It certainly has a direct action on the central nervous system with its antispasmodic effect. Large doses, however, result in excitement, visual disturbances, flashes of light, giddiness, restlessness, agitation, and even spasmodic movements. One of the things that I will keep coming back to this year is that when we're dealing with herbs that induce sleep or relaxation, less is usually more. These are not herbs that we want to use in very concentrated forms. We will see that overall a tea of valerian, or even capsules, which is probably the least effective way to take any herb, is preferred over a tincture of valerian. Large doses of valerian can produce a slight narcotic effect, causing a reduced heart rate, headache, or drowsiness. And they go on to tell you how valerian was turned into remedies in the Civil War, and I think it's pretty interesting. Fluid extract of valerian, 6 ounces of fine powder of the root and rhizomes, are moistened with 6 ounces of alcohol and pressed firmly into a conical percolator. Additional alcohol is gradually added until 12 ounces of tincture are collected. This is set aside, and the percolation continued until 2 more pints, that's another 16 ounces, are collected. The tincture is then evaporated at a temperature not exceeding 120 degrees Fahrenheit to a final volume of 4 ounces added to the initial tincture, filtered, ready to use. Infusion of valerian, 1/2 ounce of moderately coarse valerian powder mixed with 2 fluid grams of water packed firmly into a conical percolator. Water gradually added until a pint of filtered liquid is collected. You may also make this infusion by steeping valerian with a pint of boiling water for 2 hours in a covered vessel, used as an antispasmodic. Ammoniated tincture, 4 ounces of moderately fine valerian powder mixed with 2 pints of aromatic spirit of ammonia, steeped for 7 days, expressed and filtered, thought to be more effective in the treatment of hysteria. Ammonia is poisonous. Do not take anything made with ammonia internally. So what was this article called, Mother's Little Helper, during the Civil War? In trying to go back to this article, I happened upon Mother's Little Helper Tea, a currently sold tea containing peppermint, lemongrass, hibiscus, rose hips, chamomile, valerian, and cornflowers. suggested for those freak-out days, the days when you're panicking, think you're going to have a panic attack, or even if you're having a panic attack, and if you are hyperventilating and just cannot get it together. Fascinating to me that the first three ingredients, peppermint, lemongrass, and hibiscus, are the classic celestial seasonings. Red zinger tea and valerian is way down at the bottom there, even though valerian itself is the mother's little helper. Now, the studies on valerian are here and there. Oh, my goodness. We'll be looking at the report from the National Institutes of Health, in which they basically just debunk every study that says that valerian works. On the other hand, valerian has a huge market share. Valerian is used as a sleep aid and an aid to extreme nervousness all over the world. Does that mean for sure that it works? Because so many people use it and so many people buy it. Well, maybe or maybe not. I was listening to a wonderful presentation by Ari Witten about the substances that he finds the most pain-relieving. I'm actually getting ready to create and then videotape a course myself on herbal pain relief. He, of course, had lots of supplements that he suggested, and I will stick with the herbs, although you can drink pineapple juice instead of taking bromelain, so there was a lot of crossover there. He really interested me in showing us a study, a really good study, which compared ibuprofen, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, and a placebo, and the results were no difference. No difference in pain relief between ibuprofen and a placebo. Oh, my goodness. And, hey, let's face it, there's a lot more ibuprofen sold than there is valerian sold. So just because everybody says it works and just because people buy lots and lots of it doesn't necessarily mean that it's better than a placebo. The market report on the global valerian root market, including medicine, cosmetics, foods, and beverages, tells us that the valerian market is valued at U.S. dollars $582.6 million in 2023 and expected to reach double that by 2030. There's been a significant increase in demand for valerian root, an increasing demand for valerian root extract for sleep enhancement, a growing application of valerian root extract in stress management, and the expansion of valerian root extract applications in the pharmaceutical and nutraceutical industries. The pharmaceutical industry is looking into valerian root extract as a possible treatment for menopause-related symptoms, Alzheimer's disease, and epilepsy. The nutraceutical industry is using valerian root already in dietary supplements to promote better sleep, lower stress levels, and improve cognitive health. The Mount Sinai website tells us that valerian root is often combined with other calming herbs, including passion flower, hops, lemon balm, skullcap, and kava. It then goes on to say that kava is unsafe to use because it's associated with liver damage, but you know better. You know that it's the kava leaf that's associated with liver damage and not the kava root, and that kava root is, in fact, quite safe to take. Now, I find this a little interesting because we find over and over again that websites are getting pretty hysterical, they should take some valerian, about any two sedative herbs being used together, especially about valerian being used with passion flower, hops, lemon balm, skullcap, or kava. Mount Sinai tells us valerian is often standardized to contain between 0.3% and 0.8% valerianic or valeric acid, although there is no evidence that this is actually the active ingredient. Preliminary studies suggest that valerian improves concentration and impulsiveness among primary school children. The valerian may be taken 1 to 2 hours before bedtime or up to 3 times in the course of the day. Pour 1 cup of boiling water over 1 teaspoonful of dried root and rhizome. Steep 5 to 10 minutes. Use 1 to 1.5 teaspoons of the tincture. That's 4 to 6 dropperfuls. Of the fluid extract, use 1 to 2 mils. That's 1 to 2 dropperfuls. And of the dried powder extract, use about 600 milligrams. Once your sleep improves, and that can take a while, keep taking valerian for 2 to 6 weeks, but long-term use is not suggested. Valerian is generally considered safe, and most studies show no harmful effects, especially those that look at fertility or fetal development. Again, I find this very welcoming because so many of the websites, just as a matter of course to protect their butts, say don't use it if you're pregnant or lactating. Why? Because we don't know if it's okay. So thank you, Mount Sinai, for saying there are actual studies that show no harmful effects on fetal development. Some people do have a paradoxical reaction to valerian, feeling anxious and restless after taking it instead of feeling calm and sleepy. For most people, valerian doesn't cause dependency, nor does it cause withdrawal symptoms. But if it's been used in very large doses for a very long amount of time, there is that possibility. And again, there is a long list of possible interactions with valerian, and we're not even going to talk about that because I have a further study, more recent study, that just found that actually valerian does not interfere with the liver enzyme pathway that they thought it did, which caused all the other websites to tell you not to take valerian with any of a long list of drugs. So let's get to that report from the National Institutes of Health. Many people are somewhat surprised to find that actually some of the best herbal information on the web, if you know how to read it and understand it, comes from the most scientific sources. So let's see what the National Institutes of Health has to say. It says that valerian is also called setwal, baldrianwurzel, and fu. There's over 250 species in the genus, but Valeriana officinalis is usually what we mean when we say valerian. There is no scientific agreement as to the active constituents of valerian. In fact, its activity may result from interactions among its multiple constituents rather than from any one component. You go, National Institutes of Health. You've been listening to herbalists. This is one of our lines. You know, herbs aren't drugs. A drug is a single substance. An herb is many, many, many substances. When we looked at studies about valerian, we tossed out all the ones that use multiple herbs and focused only on the ones that use valerian as a single agent. And we'll talk about those studies when I come back.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
In a systematic review of the scientific literature, 9 randomized, placebo-controlled, double-blind clinical trials of valerian and only valerian, and looking at sleep disorders, were identified and evaluated. The first study, 128 volunteers were given 400 milligrams of an aqueous extract of valerian. In other words, they're using about a teaspoonful of valerian root in a cup of water, or a commercial preparation containing 60 milligrams of valerian and 30 milligrams of hops, or a placebo. Participants took each one of these three preparations 3 times in random order on 9 non-consecutive nights and filled out a questionnaire the morning after. Oh my gosh, I'm confused even reading that. How could they possibly know which thing was having which effect? Compared with the placebo, the valerian extract resulted in a statistically significant subjective improvement in time required to fall asleep and in sleep quality and in the lessening number of nighttime awakenings. This result was more pronounced in a subgroup of 61 participants who identified themselves as very poor sleepers. However, because insomnia was not a requirement for this study, the clinical significance of the use of valerian for insomnia cannot be inferred from it. Please. In the second study, 8 volunteers with mild insomnia, were evaluated for the effect of valerian on sleep latency, which is the first 5-minute period without movement. The test samples were 450 or 900 milligrams of an aqueous extract. In other words, they were using a teaspoon up to a tablespoon of the dried root or a placebo. Each volunteer was randomly assigned to receive 1 test sample each night, Monday through Thursday, for 3 weeks for a total of 12 nights of evaluation. The 450 milligram sample of valerian extract reduced average sleep latency from 16 to 9 minutes, which is almost exactly the same as the prescription benzodiazepine medications, which are used as sedative or tranquilizers. No statistically significant results were found with 900 milligram samples. Less is more with sedative and sleep-inducing herbs. In fact, those who got the 900 milligram sample noted an increase in sleepiness the next morning. Although statistically significant, this 7-minute reduction in sleep latency is not really clinically significant, and there's such a small sample, we're going to ignore this study, too. The third study examined long-term effects in 121 participants. All right, we have 121 participants, and they have documented insomnia getting better. Participants received either 600 milligrams of a standardized commercial preparation of dried valerian root or a placebo for 28 days, and they found that there were differences difference is after 14 days. In other words, for the first 14 days, it was pretty much the same. And then after that, there was a widening gap between those using valerian and those taking the placebo. The reviewers have concluded that these studies are not sufficient for determining the effectiveness of valerian to treat sleep disorders. However, two other randomized controlled trials have been added. A randomized double-blind study of 75 participants with documented insomnia received 600 milligrams of a standardized commercial valerian extract or 10 milligrams of Ozepam, a benzodiazepine, for 28 days. Both groups had the same improvement in sleep quality, but the valerian group had virtually no side effects. In the second study, a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover study using polysomnographic techniques that monitored sleep stages, sleep latency, and total sleep time, 16 participants with medically documented insomnia received either a single dose or a 14-day administration of 600 milligrams of standardized preparation of valerian or a placebo. Valerian had little effect on any of the 15 objective measurements except for a decrease in slow wave sleep, although the subjective measurements did change, and the valerian group, in fact, had fewer side effects than the placebo group. Overall, the evidence from the trials is inconclusive. How does valerian work? Two categories of constituents have been proposed. The first are volatile oils, including valerianic acid and valerenic acid, and their derivatives. However, valerian extracts that have none of these components still have sedative properties. The second category is the iridoids, which include valipotriates. The valipotriates and their derivatives are very active as sedatives, but they're unstable and break down during storage and in an aqueous environment, making it unlikely that the preparations of valerian that are used have very much valipotriates in it. A possible mechanism by which valerian exerts its influence is that it literally increases the amount of GABA, an inhibitory neurotransmitter, available to the brain. Valerian extract seems to cause GABA to be released from the nerve endings, and then it blocks GABA from being taken back up. In addition, valerenic acid inhibits an enzyme that destroys GABA. Valerian extracts contain GABA in quantities sufficient to cause a sedative effect. But whether the GABA in valerian can actually cross the blood-brain barrier to contribute to an effect is not known. Okay. Phew. Valerian might have additive or adverse effects if taken with other sedatives, including benzodiazepines and barbiturates, St. John's wort, kava, and especially melatonin. On the other hand, it might not. Insomnia associated with valerian and melatonin. In 2002 National Health Interview Survey. Now, this sounds like valerian and melatonin are causing insomnia, but it's just a kind of backward way of putting it. The data reported here was collected in the Alternative Health Complementary Alternative Medicine Supplement to the National Health Interview Survey, a survey of 31,044 people that constituted an age-representative and socioeconomic representative sample of the civilian non-institutionalized population of the United States. No attempt was made by interviewers to link a specific product with a specific condition. Responses could reflect a single condition treated with multiple substances or multiple conditions treated with a single substance or any combination. An individual might have mentioned valerian and also used black cohosh to deal with anxiety or menopause or insomnia. Within the context of this survey, it is absolutely impossible to distinguish which specific botanical was used for which specific condition. And because they weren't linked specifically, we used a very special way to find out what was going on, and we'll find that out when we come back.
Green woman, the spirit of the plants.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods. Harvest and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Spirit of the past has come to me in the form of a beautiful dancing green woman.
Because no particular product was linked specifically to any given condition by these interviews, we looked at the usage of the 5 most common substances associated with insomnia mentioned in the survey. And then we examined another condition for which poor sleep might be expected to have a relatively strong association, which is anxiety depression, which is considered a single condition on this survey. We looked at the association between valerian use and melatonin use. Of those using valerian, 30% said insomnia was why they were using it, and of those using melatonin, 28% said insomnia was the reason they were using. 5.8% of the survey sample said insomnia was the reason for using valerian or melatonin. More women use valerian, more women use melatonin, and older subjects were less likely to use these substances, which is kind of strange because prescription medication for insomnia is mostly prescribed to older adults. Valerian represented the 3rd and melatonin the 5th most commonly endorsed herbal product associated with insomnia. The 1st, 2nd, and 4th were, and this totally floored me, echinacea. What? 42% of the respondents used echinacea to relieve insomnia. Never heard of it. 34% used ginseng, which I would consider a stimulant. Oh, my gosh. And 30% used ginkgo biloba. Consistent with their usage, echinacea, ginseng, and ginkgo also showed high rates of use in association with anxiety and depression. The use of valerian and melatonin were lower for the use of anxiety and depression. These surveys suggested increased usage in all types of complementary and alternative medicine for the treatment of insomnia, with figures increasing from about 20% in 1990 to about 26% in 1997. The 1995 National Sleep Foundation poll found a relatively low use of melatonin, only 2-4% for disturbed sleep, relative to over-the-counter sleep medications, which is 19% to 35% of the respondents. May I remind you that those over-the-counter things are really addictive and not good for your health at all. A review of 60 studies found that valerian was effective for treating sleep problems, reducing nighttime awakenings, improving sleep quality, and helping people fall asleep faster. But only treatments containing 450 to 1,500 milligrams of whole valerian root and rhizome per day for at least 4 weeks were helpful. taking a single dose of valerian or using products that contain valerian extract rather than whole valerian root might not be helpful. This from an herbal website. What a different approach we're getting. 300 milligrams of valerian root extract per day for 4 weeks led to significant reductions in anxiety-associated brain activities. Other studies found that taking valerian root reduced anxiety associated with lack of sleep and with medical conditions like cancer or kidney disease. A 2021 study found valerian root to counter depression, especially among people undergoing dialysis. Valerian root suppresses muscle spasms and relieves pain. In one study of 100 female students with PMS, those taking 2 capsules of valerian root daily during the last 7 days of their menstrual cycle for 3 months reported less severe breast tenderness and much less muscle pain compared to the control group. A 2020 study found people with tension headaches who were treated with 530 milligrams of valerian root extract per day for 1 month had significant reductions in headache severity compared to placebo. Several studies have found valerian decreases the severity of hot flashes and helps sleep during menopause. Few adverse effects have been reported with valerian usage, and the side effects that are reported are generally mild. The most commonly reported ones are headache, drowsiness, diarrhea, and dizziness. Higher doses more often associated with side effects. Nighttime doses of valerian to promote restful sleep need to be high. Daytime regimes need to be small doses taken with meals and divided up between various times during the day. In 1942, the Nazis were cracking down on the Jews. The Frank family went into hiding so they could avoid being split up. Anne Frank kept a diary of her experience. She was a precocious child, bubbly, friendly, and sweet, but as time passed, and the place where they were became more and more crowded, and it became important to be quiet and not do anything, being in constant danger of discovery, little opportunity to move and none to vent emotions, Anne began to suffer from depression. In October 1943, she wrote, "You can't hear a single bird. A deathly oppressive silence hangs over our house. It clings to me. It's dragging me into the deepest regions of the underworld. I wander from room to room, climb up and down the stairs. I'm like a songbird whose wings have been ripped off. I keep hurling myself against the bars of my dark cage." Her family tried to help by plying me with dextrose, cod liver oil, brewer's yeast, and calcium. On September 16th, 1943, Anne wrote, "Relationships are getting worse all the time. We don't dare to open our mouths because no matter what we say, someone will resent it. By this time, we have been hiding for 15 months, and finally, someone offers her valerian. It helped," she said, "but a good, hearty laugh would have helped even more." 5 supplements to help drug rehab patients. At my Zoom meeting with my correspondence course students last night, I said, "Hey, who's used valerian?" And somebody said, "I used it to help somebody get off heroin." This is from recoveryfirst.org and the very first helpful supplement for those getting off of drugs is indeed valerian root. The others are peppermint, milk thistle, multivitamins, and fish oil or omega-3s. Why do we dream? Why do we dream dreaming? And the meaning of dreams has been a hot topic for centuries. This is from Muse, The Science of Dreams. Ancient civilizations believed dreams contained prophecies or were messages from the gods. Sigmund Freud says dreams are repressed desires. Current science says dreams don't mean anything. They're just bits and pieces of random memories, especially the ones that are the forefront of our mind. But others say no. Dreams have a deeper and more complex function. They consolidate memory. They have an evolutionary purpose for emotional processing. Oh, dreams are important to the brain. Let's look at that a little bit more deeply, especially in terms of valerian.
Take
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? At Susan Weed's website, SusanWeed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. SusanWeed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at AshTreePublishing.com. That's AshTreePublishing.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
It's no secret that valerian affects your dreams. I looked into some online conversations about dreams, and here was a line started by Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo. Last year, I read some stuff about lucid dreaming, even managed to go lucid a few times, but I could never hold on to it. And the dreams just dissipated. Starting a month ago, however, I experimented with taking valerian root. Since I sometimes have trouble waking and I don't feel very rested, the valerian root did help a lot, but I was shocked to see how much it affected my dreams. They became so vivid, and I remembered them more clearly than I ever had before. Normally, I sometimes wake with little memory of my dreams, but they fade away by the time I'm done taking my morning whiz. Now, with valerian root, I remember the whole dream clearly when I wake up, and most of it throughout the day. Wow, I wonder how this would be to try lucid dreaming again. How about you pro dreamers? Have any of you had any experience with valerian? I Love says, if you take valerian root 30 minutes before a DMT trip, it will extend the length of the trip. Clone says, every time I take valerian root, I have terrible, extremely vivid nightmares. A rare person says, occasionally I take valerian root, but I can't say it's made much of a difference other than placebo for me. I don't know, maybe it seems to help me fall asleep. That's dope. And Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo-Yo says, these effects definitely are not placebo for me, especially since enhanced dreaming wasn't even the effect I was trying to get. I just heard it makes you sleep. It seems like it affects everybody differently, but for me, the dream effect is huge. Here's another thread, effects of valerian root on dreaming. On and off through my years, and this is from Lucid Dreaming and Cloud Discipline is writing off and on through my years. I've experimented with different kinds of natural sleep aids like melatonin, magnesium, passion flower, chamomile. At different periods of my life, I've had some success with lucid dreaming. Recently, I started taking valerian root capsules before bed, and I was reminded of something that I'd noticed before. In fact, I'm convinced this plant is an effective tool for inducing lucid dreams. I consider it almost magical, because even when I don't get a lucid dream, it creates a different kind of sleep, where extremely vivid dreams are common. My lucid moments most often occur from spontaneously recognizing what's happening. But with valerian, I went from lying awake to slipping into a lucid dream just by visualizing a place and going there. On the other hand, there might be another side to this plant. Last night, for example, after taking a few capsules before bedtime, I went into a kind of, I don't know, delirious sleep, where I would jump from dream to dream and then wake up and not know what was real. And sometimes I got, like, stuck, like, half here and half there. Has anybody had any similar experiences? And what herbs would you say have an effect on your dreams? And dissolved self says, I don't know, man, all I know is I'm getting valerian on my way home tonight. And Gregor says, valerian plus melatonin gives me bizarre, vivid dreams, UFOs, creepy aliens, strange sex, and a dog attack all one night. I woke up at 5 a.m. to drive my partner to the airport feeling so unsettled. Went to sleep again when I got home and ended up sleeping for 12 hours. Direct Shift said, I took twice the suggested dose for sleep last night. Holy crap, what a trip. I'm going to be taking it again tonight. And Replacement says, gives me lucid or vivid dreams. Seems to give me dreams that are reminding me of things I don't like to think about. I've been using it for about 3 weeks now, and I've had reliably more vivid dreams. And when I take the valerian root, I get a dream every night. Gilded Butterfly says, gee, I've never had anything like that happened to me from taking valerian root. Bat Power says, I just had the most horrifying nightmare after taking two valerian capsules. I am not ever going to take that again. And Christmas Special says there's a tea called Nighty Night, which has valerian root, passion flower, and lemon balm. And I had the exact same experience. I thought I'd woken up. My alarm went off. I got on with my day. But it wasn't. I mean, my partner came, and I said, okay, if this is real, I can squeeze my partner, and he'll squeeze back. And I squeezed back. He squeezed me multiple times. I was satisfied it was real. But then when I got up and walked my dog, oh, my gosh, I was in a place that I had never seen before. It really was a dream. So real. So, wow, what can we say? Valerian definitely affects everyone quite differently. Let's end with this report from Armand Diaz at the Medium website, Lucid Dreaming, an experiment with valerian and passion flower. Well, not so much an experiment as an adventure. I've gone through periods where my dreams are really vivid, and they last a few days or several years, and I feel I can prolong them by writing them down. I don't have to interpret them. Last year, at the suggestion of Alexandra Porto, I decided to try valerian and passion flower extracts and see if I could get some more lucid dreaming. I've always had lucid dreams, but the problem is they don't last very long. I wake up, or I can't even really do anything in the lucid dream. And I want you to know that in addition to the passion flower and the valerian, I was also taking about 15 milligrams of CBD oil containing both CBD and CBDA each night about half an hour before I went to sleep. I like the taste of liquid valerian. It's bitter and has an inky texture and results in a less heavy sleep than in the capsules, although it still works very, very well as a sleep aid for me. So, did I have more lucid dreams with valerian and passion flower? Yes! I tried passion flower during meditation, and it's very helpful with visualization types, but it's not so good if I'm trying to concentrate, like meditate on my breath, because then I have all kinds of little movies playing in my head. Ooh, how fascinating. What's happening in the brain when we dream? Well, a lot of really interesting things. A study by J. Allen Hobson at the Division of Sleep Medicine at Harvard Medical School found that dreams during REM can be viewed as virtual reality. This is a reality created from your own brain. In other words, you are sensing, acting, and feeling what you are dreaming. This inspired us to investigate whether sensory stimuli during sleep could affect us. We recorded a group of participants' body and brainwave patterns while sleeping, introducing pleasurable or familiar scents or temperatures, like a burst of scent. Remember at the beginning we talked about the scent of bergamot being sprayed, or putting a heated eye mask across the eyes. The participants showed positive effective responses in respiration, heart rate, and muscular activity, but no markers associated with nightmares, such as elevated heart rate, increased eye movement. Wow, what we do can affect our dreams. That wraps up another show here at HealthyLife.net. Thank you for opening your minds, your ears, and your hearts to me and to the Wise Woman Way of Healing through nourishment and loving kindness. This is Susan Weed, the voice of the Wise Woman Tradition, wishing you green blessings until we meet again next month at HealthyLife.net.
Take a correspondence course with Susan Weed. You'll get individualized attention for your needs, questions, and health problems. The courses come with books, audio, and videotapes, and there's no time limit on finishing. No tests and no lessons to return. Act now and get a 50% discount on any 3 days of classes and workshops with Susan. You'll also receive a ready-to-frame certificate. Check out her courses online at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
Where can you get more than 700 pages of information? It's Susan Weed's website, susanweed.com. There's free monthly e-zines, a weblog, chat room, and email groups. There's even special sections devoted to menopause, breast health, and childbearing. Check out the forum of wise women who will help answer your herb and health questions. susanweed.com. Check it out. That's SusanWeed.com.
Spend a day with Susan Weed at your house or hers. Bring up to 4 friends and enjoy the day of your dreams. Experience a private weed walk. Learn about wild foods, harvest, and prepare herbal medicine. Try out a shamanic journey. Get a private consultation. Get a review of your health and nutrition. Discover how to regain and maintain optimum health with herbs. Create your perfect day with Susan Weed. For information, log on at ashtreepublishing.com. That's ashtreepublishing.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.